You're listening to Garrison FM. It's the Army's radio station. I'm Chris Sturgis in Afghanistan, visiting British troops on Operic 17. Now, currently, I'm visiting Mob Lashkar Gah, and earlier, I caught up with someone who's wearing two hats on this current tour.
Hello, I'm Captain Catherine Jones. I'm second of command of 204 Signal Squadron, and I'm also the adjutant of Mob Lashkar Gah.
So you've got a multitasking role here. You do a lot here.
I do a bit. I do my job. I look after about 250 people here in the squadron and the headquarters, and then the mob is a little bit larger than that.
And would it be fair to say have they behaved themselves over this tour?
I've been fairly impressed, to be honest. Actually, they've behaved well. I've not had to pull out the adjutant hat too many times during this tour.
How's the tour been, though, over the last few months? Has it been a busy tour? Because it's kind of different with you guys, with the infantry, they're sort of pulling back and stuff like that. But as you mentioned to me, your job doesn't kind of change with what you guys do. So how do you gauge the tour over the last 6 months? Can you say that it's been successful? How do you look at it?
I think we can. I think we've maintained the communication support across the theatre, across TFH, and that's been maintained throughout the tour. We haven't had any grand disasters in terms of delivery of communication support, so that's always a good thing. So generally, if the comms are in, nobody complains. So nobody complains. I think we're doing all right.
And transition generally, because we're working up towards, of course, that big date of 2014. Look at it from your point of view. How do you see it going?
I see it going well. It's quite a different environment to the last time I came out here. Mm. And it's much, much more focused on development of the ANSF across the board in all aspects of the task force, but also in the J6, the S6, the communications area as well, which previously I hadn't experienced.
And because you've been out here before, you must have seen those changes. I know we were talking that, you know, communications, the job that you guys do, it's kind of the same, but comparing the two tours, it's different, isn't it?
The difference is huge. It's tremendous, and the progress is quite surprising and makes you sort of step back and look at, you know, what's been achieved over the last few years.
And of course it's only a matter of weeks before everybody packs up and hands over to Operic 18. And what happens to the squadron? What happens to everybody after this?
Well, we end of tour early next month. We'll go back, we'll have a bit of leave, which everyone's earned and deserves, and then we'll hopefully spend a bit of time doing some low-level training, but also some adventure training and some sport, all those good things that people join the army for.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you ever so much for talking to us. Really appreciate your time. Family back home in the UK, who have you got and where are they?
My mum and dad are based in Ross and Wye in Herefordshire. And
lovely part of the country.
Indeed. And my little sister has the pleasure of living in Perranporth in Cornwall.
Thanks for talking to us on Garrison FM. Thanks for everything you've done, and wish you well with the rest of your tour.
Thank you very much.
That's Captain Kathleen Jones, 2IC 204 Signal Squadron and the adjutant of Mob Lashkar Gah. I'm Chris Sturgis, and there's more from me in Afghanistan coming up tomorrow.